We have been looking everywhere, but have yet to track down the disclaimer. If you think you might have spotted the disclaimer, do not approach. Instead, call in expertly trained and expendable men to deal with it, preferably ones with cameras. If you are a public figure, aspiring politician, or have a career, then you should disconnect now. In fact, no one should listen to this ever. The disclaimer will inform you that you might be subjected to foul language, poor taste, unqualified legal advice, and a general lack of manners in the audio that immediately follows the disclaimer. The disclaimer was last seen somewhere in Nevada and should be considered a threat category level squatting dog. And now for your host, a man who, according to this note I was just handed by Fox, is an absolute mad lad fucking unit of a good cunt that leaves a trail of smashed Sheilas and tinnies in his wake. Give him a head to crack and he'll glass the cunt and shout you a coldie on the way out. I don't know what any of that means. RU486.
You've left me wondering what it means too, Morps, but either way, it must mean it's Saturday, Sunday, and this is the I Have Nothing show. Accused to being on the panel this week is BSV, Laser Wolf, Morps, Fox Wolf, Heavy Metal's back, dragged him away from those lot lizards, and the man I'm going to fuck his name up a couple of times tonight, Major Madman. Actually, I might rename you Major Madman.
I've gotten a promotion. I think was Private Madman at one point.
Yep. In the spirit of that, slide the pants in the opposition, grab your tissues, and let's get ready for some news. Madman, drop us the first story.
Well, the first story of the evening proves that you can learn useful skills even while playing Minecraft. Man traps himself in hole dug to spy on former girlfriend.
Never dig straight down.
Yeah, you get a slant, gentlemen, so you can climb out. Man in northern Mexico had to be rescued after accidentally trapping himself in a hole he dug so he could spy on his former girlfriend in violation of a court order to stay away from her, authorities said Sunday. Sonora State Attorney General's office said the 50-year-old man had spent days digging the hole in Puerto Nasco, a town in the Gulf of California, only to become trapped and require assistance to get out. I've fallen, and I can't get out of my hole. The man had been ordered to stay away from his former girlfriend due to domestic violence. Oh, he's going to shank a bitch in a hole. Charges he is now in jail for, authorities say.
Well, you know, the hole has dual purpose. One, lets him get in there to spy. Two, collapse the hole and you've hidden the body.
That's what I was thinking. That wasn't a hole to spy on his girlfriend. That was her grave.
Did he have lye in the trunk?
May have had lye in the grave. I don't know how long he was down there before the authorities got there.
Extent. Dead deer?
Yeah, buried him halfway between the body and the surface.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, that throws the sniffer dogs off. Good call. As a man you call when you need to move a body, he's thinking.
Well, the newspaper, El Universal, the Universe. It's called the Universe. Better. Said the man dug a tunnel. Wow, this is an industrious little gopher. Dug a tunnel under the woman's house. Instead of the woman... go ahead.
If he's goes in Mexican.
I was just thinking, was this guy formerly working for El Chapo? And now that he's in another prison, we're digging holes for him anymore?
He is Mexican.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
maybe practicing for the border wall if it ever gets built.
Let's go home and the golfer.
Right. It said the woman told the police over the course of a week he had heard scratching noises, but assumed the noises were cats. Underground, I'd assume rats. You have burrowing cats in Mexico?
Everything digs in Mexico.
The fucking ground owl all over again.
But when the sound grew louder, he was trying to come through the floor. When the sound grew louder, she investigated and found her former partner of 14 years trapped below.
So how long did she laugh before she actually called for help?
Not long enough.
Oh, it doesn't say, but I'm going to hope at least 8 hours.
This is a simple fix. It is grab garden hose, put in hole, turn on.
Start backfilling dirt.
Start
filling in the hole. Problem solved.
I'm just imagining the girlfriend going, you know, it puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
So this may give us an idea. The police said the man appeared to be severely dehydrated, but intoxicated. Okay, so he wasn't down there long enough for the buzz to wear off. He fell down his own damn hole drunk.
He could have had a bunch of tequila with him.
Wow. That's commitment to stalking right there. He's just given, you know, good behavior bond. And maybe work for the local government in ditch digging or something. That's industrial.
Well, he shouldn't work for surveillance.
So, how long do we have to wait to hear this guy is tunneling his way out of prison?
There we
Mexico,
go.
So he might not even go to prison. It could just be a misdemeanor violation.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, gender violence is in the spotlight in Mexico this week after a woman was hit by a car and then stabbed to death by her husband outside the governor's residence.
That's a bad day.
Yeah.
That incident was captured on video.
Wow.
It is the closing paragraph to this story. So they didn't go into dude falls in tunnel, gets 6 months.
Well, I think we've dug deep enough on that story.
Ba-dum-chi. Hey.
And under a house. So it's not down, but down and then at a right angle. He should have just gone at a straight 30-degree angle from the property line.
There you go.
Like the outside of the property line.
And it's a lot of work just to harass someone. Just saying. Anyway, let's move to the next one, Madman.
Okay. This is proof that we're not the only idiot simians on the planet. Monkeys cause fire engine to crash. 5 firemen injured.
Why were they letting the monkeys drive?
They had licenses.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm wondering how you put a fireman outfit on a monkey.
Carefully.
Very carefully.
It helps if the monkey trusts you. And if it doesn't trust you, it helps if you give the monkey some volume. Jerk. That is his name. Jerk. I'm sure. G-E-R-I-K. When you see an E, it does make the G a soft sound, right?
I'll go with whatever you say.
Basic English here, right? Jerk. Good I love this me. Man's name. And this is a quote from him. A seemingly routine return to base for 5 firemen was monkey wrenched. When a troop of monkeys dashed across the Gurek Janal West Highway and caused their fire engine to veer off course and overturn. Oh, damn it. They should have let him drive. Morps, you had a better idea. Monkeys probably could have saved this.
Okay, you're in a fire truck. They're monkeys.
You
would have been an easy victory.
Yeah, but then you gotta clean it out of the grill. And
they have hoses.
They're
the firefighters.
I think PSV's making the best point here. You're right, they got the equipment to clean the truck. A truck versus a monkey.
It's already red.
There you go. You're not frightening children. You get a nice little hood ornament.
And you don't have free 5 injured firemen.
And you've got a couple of free monkey paws.
You know, there's a simple rule. You stay in your lane, okay? I don't care what it is. You hit the fucking thing in front of you.
What else we got on that one? Anything?
When contacted, Dirk District Police Chief Butt Ismail Chi Issa that the firemen were on their way to Jerk. Never going to get tired of saying that. After putting out a lorry fire for everyone in the States, that would be a truck. At KM38.6. Oh, why don't they give an address? Kilometers down the highway. Okay.
Mile marker. Roughly.
Roughly.
Oh, so if you're a tourist in that area, you can go see where the fire truck overturned.
Will we see the monkeys?
Probably not. They ran away.
I'm just glad.
That's when the accident must have. That's when the fire they put out was. The accident, if you want to look at the monkey corpses and overturned truck, happened approximately kilometer marker 25.6.
I'm just glad it's somebody else trying to figure out how to say these fucking names for a change.
Fire engine was damaged, and the firemen are receiving treatment at a hospital Jerk. Okay.
Which country was this?
Burma?
Okay. Burma is not a very wealthy country. They are a fire truck down now. That wasn't a good decision. But you generally find any country that has free roaming monkeys that are able to run onto a highway is not a wealthy country. So I'm thinking this is going to take a bit of a hit.
And they're also, like I said, down 5 firemen.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got a list monkeys. Of injuries here. Oh, God, you're right. Mahad Sharif, 30, suffered a broken leg.
Damn.
Mahad Nazim Dakari, 48.
Klepto Barada Nikto.
No, it's Klepto Barada.
Oh, God, the demons! The demons are everywhere. Yeah, don't worry about the names there, Madman. It sounds like you're conjuring spirits.
Injuries to face, teeth, and gums.
Oh, went through the windshield.
Dude's going to grow a beard or get some reconstructive surgery. And the next demon, Jalal Afem Abad Hassan.
Rise!
All right, I'm starting to see portals open in the room here. Come on, man.
37 suffered a head injury, concussion. Oh, I can pronounce this one, Muhammad.
Muhammad Kaboom Hassan.
I stopped at his first name because I can't pronounce the middle one. I think it's Azul. So it's Muhammad Azul Muhammad Ali.
The gatekeeper?
That or somebody from 21. The Aladdin movie.
Oh, bruises to both of his legs. This guy was gay. Those weren't suffered from the from the wreck. He's covered for something. Investigation reveals the driver tried to avoid the monkeys, but lost control of the vehicle. At a blind hill. Oh, God, stay in your own fucking lane. You could have not only not killed the monkeys, but killed oncoming traffic. Bad calls, gentlemen.
Most definitely. All right, we must hunt all the monkeys down now as to prevent this from happening in the future. Remember, we're doing it for the children. Kill all monkeys.
You know, we might be able to scare the monkeys away if we dress up like ghosts.
There you go. I'll get the pointy bed sheets.
Wait, why are they point? Never mind, I don't want to know.
More efficient that way. Aerodynamics matter. All right. There's our first animal story for the day, as promised, kids. All right, man, let's flip to the next one. Maybe you'll have even worse names for you to pronounce.
It's possible. There should be many chins or lings in this one. inside Chinese training camp, where boys are learning how to be men.
Manly men?
Men in tights. I'm not sure.
Night tights.
All right. Former physical ed teacher helps soft sons find their lost masculinity. More than 20,000 children have taken part in the courses. Not sure whether or not this is a good thing. I was unaware that China had a problem with the disintegration of the family.
It's K-pop, man. This is to combat K-pop.
Chilly autumn morning, 18 young boys braved strong winds for a day of training at a foot of Banghong Mountain in western Beijing.
Banghong?
Banghong could be it.
I want to hear about the training regime. Is this something that we could import? I think we might need it soon.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Wearing headbands, reading Tough Guy, and chanting slogans such as, "Who is the best? I am the best. Who are we? We are men."
Oh, no. No. That's not getting masculinity back. That's self-esteem training. We tried that shit about 20 years ago. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, makes it worse.
They were there to learn all about focus, cooperation, and competition through lectures, games, and American football.
Not rugby?
Yeah. Because nothing solves problems like good old American football.
I'm thinking they may have something here. Lectures on morality, responsibility. Not sure what games they're playing, but Indy isn't all that faggoty. And then football?
How to properly abuse your wife? Yeah, I mean, it's all good skills.
It's tragic. It's tragic that we've come this far to where we have to teaching boys how to be men.
Oh, you've always had to teach boys how to be men. It was usually their father's responsibility. That's why I was wondering, did China have a problem I was unaware of?
Yeah, K-pop. K-pop's turned a lot of the young boys into very effeminate young boys.
Hey. It was the fifth day of an 18-day course held on weekends for boys aged 7 to 11. Oh, God, you have to get them early.
Gotta catch them all.
The church.
That aims to rescue them from their day-to-day all-female environment and prevent them from being oversensitive, vulnerable, wimpy, petty, or irresponsible. Throwing that last one in there is just a stab at women. I mean, the other ones are completely accurate, but irresponsible?
I don't know, man. Have you seen Western culture after we gave them the vote?
Okay, point taken. Members of the Boys Club recite declarations of manhood, we read those earlier, at the beginning of the lectures, which include subjects such as safeguarding their country, honor, and dreams.
All things that have been beaten out of Western children.
They made vows to be attributes and competent. You had to vow to be a competent citizen?
That's not a bad oath. Not a bad
smart
oath
and kind. Okay. Smart and kind as a dolphin. And parents and... No. Oh, and persistent and down to earth. Okay. Not too bad.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, here comes some crap. The boys address each other as comrade. They gotta bring some Russian in there because those suckers are manly as fuck.
I think it more has to do with the Chinese government. being communist. That's more likely.
Comrade, or there's a Chinese word, Hangzi, which literally means to share the same ambition.
See, I would think that they would go for, go for the more like, you know, brother and or sir rather than comrade.
Yeah, that's kind of too gender neutral. Why that was used as a greeting in Russia, actually.
Yeah. I see no problem with having love of one's nation, as long as it doesn't extend to the point of, well, you know what, we're better than you, and it's maybe time for a little bit of liberation on our behalf. So, yeah, nothing wrong with teaching them that.
Boys Club founder Peng Heyin was a physical education teacher in Beijing before starting his specialized training center in 2012. Since then, more than 20,000 children have taken part in his course, including some who have traveled from as far outside Beijing to his program. As far as what? Okay.
It's poorly written.
I'm going to go with Google Translate on that one, because it doesn't say how far, but apparently fairly far outside of Beijing. There's a crisis in boys' education, and I threw myself into particular action to save them, help them find their lost masculinity, Tang said. This was long before state media became concerned about the softer, more androgynous physical appearance of modern male celebrities and their becoming androgynous in that.
Yeah, K-pop, man, it's turning androgynous. It's fucking crazy shit.
Over the potential impact on society and young children. The rest of this just goes on pretty much describing, oh yeah, it's in here, K-pop. You've read this, haven't you?
No, I didn't read the article. I only read the headline. I have seen some Chinese media and stuff like that talking about the need to make men into men and women into women because their society is becoming androgynous, and this is a bad thing because we have a need to go to war. Yeah.
Well, it's not only a bad thing for that, but women tend not to want to fuck androgynous men.
That too?
You want to keep your children being.
Well, there's another thing too, man, that goes along with this, is that I think it's a 2-to-1 ratio, men to women, women to men, sorry. So for every, I think half the population will never have a wife. You take half the population of frustrated, androgynous, sexless men, yeah, you get a revolution on your hands.
Oh, that's why you ship them off to Africa to take over some places.
Well, they're doing that, and they're putting a foothold there, but it turns out when they leave their African wives, the African men are now killing the half-child, the half-Asian, half-African child. So we got a whole lot of baby killing going on. Just perpetuate the cycle. I'm enjoying it. Not affecting me. Price of oil is not going up. Things are looking rosy. Fuck, that was depressing. Well, anyone got anything else for that? Oh, we'll move along. Fuck it, move along.
Oh,
you're a madman.
In addition to their mantras, some weekends they dressed up like soldiers and pray real-life versions of Wolf Warriors. Thinking it's a military movie over there. They're playing Red versus Blue, real-life kids. They're being trained in as young children to be in the military.
Damn it, Caboose!
I have no problem with that.
That makes them gay robots.
They were playing Fortnite. Alright, let's go to another story.
We're trying to remove the femininity.
Everybody fluff? I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what fluffing is?
That's you know, where they take the chicks who are too ugly to continue to be porn stars, and they...
No, it's that stupid Fortnite dance.
Ah. Yeah, no one needs to know what that is.
Okay. I didn't know there was a Fortnite dance that involved porn, but, you know, hey, maybe I need to check this game out again.
Maybe I'm playing it wrong.
Oh, I know what dance you're talking about. Morps, name of the movie came out in, I think, the 90s. Really retarded kid shows a scene of a cow being shot in front of a bunch of school children.
Joe Dirt.
Not that one. I thought you would know it. Apparently I'm wrong.
I have no clue what you're talking about either.
I know the scene you're talking about. I thought that was Joe Dirt. Was it not?
Yeah, it was not Joe Dirt. Dorky blonde kid with glasses was the main
Napoleon Dynamite?
That's it.
I hated that movie.
Yeah, everyone hates that movie. That's why I can't remember the name. The dance are you talking about, they actually pulled Napoleon Dynamite's dance out of that movie, stuck it into Fortnite as the base.
There's a reason I never played that game. That wasn't it, but I can add that to the list now. Fuck it. Let's do another story, Madman.
Man making ramen in Speedo while gaming suddenly receives 20 rockets to the balls.
This one's right, Fox.
That's the headline. Do we need to continue?
No, really. Bitch, fuck it. Let's do a little bit of it.
All right. It's a scene we all know too well, familiar to everyone. We're sitting at home playing some video games. We begin to get all sweaty from the strenuous button mashing. Like anyone would, you change into a pair of Speedos to cool down a bit. Then, feeling a little peckish after some more gaming, you decide, let's make some ramen. Stop! Little do you know, seemingly innocent actions are a recipe for 20 rockets to your private parts. This painful lesson was assuming the dude knew how to write, by Mr. Yi of New Taipei, Taiwan, in October. The 32-year-old man was acting out a scene described above at his home around 10 in the morning. Wanting to enjoy some tasty ramen, Mr. Yi brought a portable stove to the room in which he was playing games. However, as he fired up the stove, its heat came into contact with a box of fireworks lying nearby.
As one does. And,
as one does, I always store my fireworks next to the stove.
Next to the game PlayStation, next to the gaming chair.
And set them off, as you know, fire might do when coming in contact with explosives. In total, 20 rockets were fired, all of which hit Mr. Yang squarely in his balls. I meant crotch.
Really in the wang.
In
How
the wang.
How big is this man's junk?
Before rockets. Or after the swelling?
possibly impressive either way. He needs ice afterwards. Oh, the impromptu fireworks show shows generated loud bangs on four separate occasions? What? How does it? That's just horribly written. Well, that sentence ever existed. And Morps, you wanted to chime in?
I was just thinking, don't most bottle rockets explode after they're done?
Yep.
Yeah, that seems like he's in for a bad time. Also, I've done a lot of gaming. I've never felt the need to bring camping equipment. I mean, at LAN parties, no less. I've never felt the need to bring in the camping equipment so that I could continue to game.
You're on a streak, man, when you're doing that. That's impressive.
If you're already in Speedos, it's probably pretty hot. Why would you want to add extra heat to the room?
That's a good point. To be fair, I have in fact made ramen on a camp stove before, and I do believe it tastes better when made on a camp stove than, you know, when microwaved.
I believe
it tastes better when you add stuff to it, but
that's a good point.
Yeah. Notice there was nothing mentioned about a girlfriend in this fucking article.
Well, as Mort mentioned, the explosions alerted the neighbors to call the fire department.
Which they promptly didn't arrive after they overturned.
Stupid monkeys.
When the emergency workers opened the door to Mr. Yee's room, they could vaguely see him through a cloud of smoke, wearing a Speedo on all four legs. Red
all
Eagle.
All four legs?
It says all four legs.
That's how well written this story is.
We can go with all fours and leave out that. Oh, hey. All fours, legs spread, and yelling, "Ow!"
Oh, he wasn't playing video games and making ramen in the world's most contrived story. He was intentionally shooting himself in the balls or the ass with the bottle rockets in some kind of a strange fetish.
Yep. I'm going with Morphs on that one. This is just a story made up after.
Yeah, I was totally playing Fortnite and tried to make some ramen. No, but you had a streaming site up. You know, you were trying to be on Twitch. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if they were emergency workers, hopefully they didn't have to run in and stomp on it to make sure the fire was out.
That is his fetish.
That's what he was going for at the end, anyway. He was hoping to get someone to kick the shit out of his junk.
Still, it all turns out okay in the end. Mr. Yee was swiftly treated at a local hospital, receiving minor bruises and burns to his crotch. I don't know how you receive a minor bruise or burn to your crotch, because I don't care how light, those are all major.
Yeah, it either is or it isn't at that point.
Yeah, are my balls not on fire?
I think they're going with medical definitions at that point, but... like, you know, deep tissue, well, there can't be that deep of tissue given the area, but...
they're still attached.
I'm just going to stop thinking about balls being burnt. It's pretty homo.
Well, the lesson to take away from this is clear. Don't cook ramen in Speedos while playing computer games with fireworks lighting around your home.
Yeah,
or
I think
use
there's
a toaster
little of that.
Oven and a pizza instead.
I think there's a little of that for all of us. It's go for another story, Madman.
Man kicked out of mom's house flushes grandparents' ashes down the toilet, officials say.
Whee!
Oh, well, God, I'd hang him by the neck until...
You always wanted a burial at sea, right?
May one day make it, Grandpa. Drift onward. Drift onward.
A little prick. I wonder he got kicked out of the house.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody who needs to be smacked around a little bit.
Oh, God, should have been kicked out earlier.
I bet you he's friends with the man who sued his parents for getting rid of the porno tapes.
A 33-year-old Pennsylvania man flushes his grandparents' ashes down the toilet after his mother kicked him out of the house and threatened to same with his mother's remains when she died, authorities say.
Wow.
Well-adjusted individual.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding.
Tommy boy here is not well adjusted. Thomas Wells was arraigned Monday on two counts of abuse of a corpse. Is it a corpse when they're burned?
Technically, yes.
It's remains.
Yeah. It's a long stretch of the bow, but it's technically correct.
Two counts of abuse of a corpse and a criminal mischief charge, according to the court records. Any comments, or do we continue?
Keep it going, man.
Jeff Police says the Pittsburgh man had been staying with his mother for a brief time before she asked him to leave last September. Mother told police in February that a relative told her Wells had flushed her parents' ashes before he left. The ashes were kept in a box in her mother's bedroom.
Wow, so you had to actually make an effort to, like, go into the bedroom, get it out of the box, flush it down the toilet.
And out of the box, this... you don't just open a box when there are cremains in it. Those containers are required to be sealed. So no matter how cheap the container you get their commands in, like the lowest grade is, it looks like oak, but it's particle board coffin looking box thing. It's sealed with 4 hex screws. So he had to unscrew. This is assuming his mother got the cheap one.
I think 4 hex bolts
to get Granny out.
Don't those generally have like a plastic liner on the inside of them too, like a fancy Ziploc?
Oh, the cremains are in a fancy Ziploc bag.
Yeah,
and there is a liner inside the box.
Yeah, so there was actual effort involved in getting this open. It wasn't just opening the shoebox and dumping.
You're not helping this guy, Mops.
No, it's not my intention. I'm intending to talk about what a horrible fucking waste of space this guy is.
Well, and it's a breach of etiquette. I mean, you're supposed to roll these things in a joint and smoke them. I mean, if you're going to do anything with the ashes.
And for good old times, heavy Mike.
No, you don't roll them and smoke the ashes. You plant a pot plant in the ashes and then smoke the pot leaf. Isn't that the movie? We were talking like Last Friday or something.
And they're also ashes. You can't really burn them.
Always like the Scotty approach, shot into space.
I kind of want to be fired up in fireworks.
Yeah, I can see that. That would be an appropriate way for you to go, Madman.
Well,
and then he rains down upon everybody.
He's
going
to be so upset when we, decide to not wait for him to die or be cremated before we just start strapping the Roman candles on him.
There's a company that will take your cremains, stick them in fireworks, and then choreograph the fireworks to any song that you want, except for "Highway to Hell."
Oh.
Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson went out like that.
Thick as a brick. I want you to choreograph my remains to "Thick as a Brick."
Oh, God. Radio version or actual version?
What do you fucking think?
You'll need to eat more cheeseburgers. That's what I think. If you want to choreograph it to the full "Thick as a Brick," we're either going to need very little cremains in each one of the rockets, or you need to eat more cheeseburgers.
Bug it, man. My send-off is "Achy Breaky Heart." This is a kind of a song, like I'm a kind of a person. Anyway. Got another story?
Suspicious object leads police to shut down State Street. It was just a can of Chef Boyardee on wheels.
That's about as far as you need to go in that story.
On wheels.
Somebody duct taped wheels to a can of Chef Boyardee, set it down the street, and they screamed "bomb." I love it.
Was this a poor child's toy?
No, probably it was. Literally a can of Chef Boyardee on two axles with roller skate wheels on them.
Wow.
Like the cheapest homemade toy effort you can get. Yeah. But no, 2019, that's a bomb.
That's awesome.
Officials stopped traffic, spoke with witnesses, and then let traffic return to normal.
Okay.
Was the can full?
Well, think about it. The average size of a can of Chef Boyardee, right? Even if the can was full, that's not much of a bomb.
It's a 12-ounce can of something. No, I'm sorry. 14.5-ounce can of something.
How much do you reckon that cost them all up to shut the street down, to get all the authorities out there, to then get the... They would have had to put the dude in a bomb suit or take the little robot down and have a look at it. We're talking about a $50,000 operation for what essentially is a shitty homemade child's toy.
Well, a can of Very Chef much. Boyardee is about $1.19. So, what do you think the toy wheels cost?
$10
Oh, they're cheap, dude. They're the replacement skateboard wheels.
So for less than $10, somebody managed to cost this city several thousands of dollars for the bomb squad to come out, the street to be shut down. I mean, as far as pranksters go, that's a pretty efficient return on investment.
Yeah. Even if you are, like, malicious, that is still pretty good. Didn't blow anything up, but definitely stopped commerce. I don't think we need any more on that one, do we?
Yep. This happened in Chicago near Red Line Station.
See, I almost feel like this has got to be a distraction for something else. Like somebody was robbing a bank at the same time and they just needed everybody looking at something else while they did it.
Or it's native advertising.
God
yes.
damn. Yeah, I'm going to get heavy the win on that one for the... Yeah, that was best. All right, let's shoot to another story.
Hold up. Okay, that was just a related thing. Kid was ticketed for distributing bleach.
That was last week, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that was a church saying it was a cure. This is a kid leaving bottles of bleach in random places people thought was a bomb. Russian man dies after posing for photo with hand grenade. Oh, there's the pin falling out in the photo. This is amazing. Okay, this one y'all need to see the picture of.
In full disclosure, that story is from 2017. It was just such a good story, I thought we'd read it now. But so much
see
Russian.
See the pin falling out. A Russian man has died after he pulled the pin out of a hand grenade and posted photographs of himself holding it. Alexander Usha Kachik was killed instantly. Well, he didn't feel any pain. In the incident in the city of Labinsk in southwest Russia, police said. According to local news outfit, Kubin Top Ru, the man said that, man had sent a text message to a friend, putting the picture of the grenade in his hand, pin pulled from the device lying nearby.
Wow.
So does he not know how grenades work?
He learned. He didn't get to use that knowledge in future events, but he learned fairly quickly.
I don't think he had time to learn it. Was over with quite quickly.
See, this is where you put a rubber band around the handle and hide it under your hand while you're taking the pictures so you can get the pin back in before you, you know, kill yourself. Or, you know, at least go to a safe distance to chuck it.
In the text exchange, the man's friend asks, "Where are you, and is everything okay?" A dead man responds, "It depends on what you mean by okay." Listen, his friend, listen, don't fuck around.
Yeah,
Where are you?
I think that was a little too late.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a little late on that one. Good thinking of the friend there. Checking up on his buddy. How are you? Well, I'm about 60 foot in the air and scattered in every direction, known to man.
If you can find it in your heart, which is currently splattered all over that tree, to forgive me.
You crazy Russians. But yeah, I knew it was older, but bugger it. I needed a Russian story this week.
According to a source, apparently the guy didn't manage to insert the pin back into the grenade.
That's your problem.
The explosion broke him in half.
Oh.
So only part of him was 60 feet in the air. The other part, probably would have buried himself had he not already been on the ground floor.
Wow. That's sounded like one hell of a mess for first responders. Oh, you don't want to be the first one through the door on that one.
We need a mop.
Man, somebody spilled a bunch of hamburger in here.
This is like that monkey incident all over again.
You've got the one jaded guy who left, you know, Burma, moved to Russia, shows up here, this happens.
What they're not telling you is the house is a rental. All right, man. Let's get another one in before the end.
They're going to be taking that shit out of the carpet for years. This doesn't need to give anything legitimacy.
Device created to measure cow flatulence. This is from Rapid City, South Dakota.
My question is why?
So they could, you know, stop paying an intern to sit behind the cow and count.
If this turns into a global warming rant, madman, bail out and just run to the next one.
Okay, because the first sentence says, climate change advocates have pointed to cow problems, cows being a problem because of the amount of methane in their flatulence.
Fuck it, next story.
Well, no, hold on. I want to hear the training video. You know, how far do you have to insert it, and what kind of, how do you ensure there's a good seal, you know?
Silicone, DSV.
The answer to
that's madman.
The answer to that is motherless.com. Feel free to go over there now.
No, I was suggesting right, that BSV would have the correct kind of silicone adhesive to use for sealing a cow ass shut so it has to fart through the tube.
All right, let's go to last story of the night.
It's the same gel you use for repairing a fish tank.
Flex seal.
God damn it. All I can think is Billy Mays naked for some reason. God damn it.
He sniffed too much flex glue. All he can see are Martians. Run!
I'm on last story, man. I gotta start drinking.
Well, this is a bit of mountain bleach for you, are you? Woman arrested on suspicion of mooning customers at a Starbucks drive-thru.
Oh, Shaniqua, no.
Well, right. This was Wendy Brazil. She's not even a hot chick. A 56-year-old Valley woman was arrested on suspicion of indecent exposure Sunday after she reportedly mooned or showed her buttocks two adults and a child in a car at Goodyear Starbucks.
So is this a Starbucks employee or was she in another car?
Going through the drive-thru and then mooned another car in the parking lot.
So was this turbo mooning?
She's now a sex offender because there's a child in that other car.
Was this turbo mooning? Was this, you know, was it a full pressed or was it a hanging ham?
Oh, hanging ham. This woman has not done enough calisthenics to keep that butt firm. It was a hanging ham out the window. I can tell you right now, she is not a grand milf.
I need booze.
Let's court go. Documents allege, and no they don't, court documents can't allege anything. The witnesses at Starbucks are doing the alleging. The court documents are just recording everything. Wendy Brazil was in the drive-through lane at Starbucks near Dart and McDowell Roads shortly after 2 p.m. when she attempted to cut off another customer in the drive-thru. Brazil and the woman both stepped out of their vehicles. They stepped out and started yelling at each other. Brazil then turned around, bent over, removed her shorts, and exposed her buttocks and genitals. Oh, this was a full bird here. Had she been a dude, you'd have gotten the cock and balls. But nope. Tank and queef.
I really got to start pre-reading these stories and stop picking them on headlines.
To the victim. And the victim had a child. So chick and child both mooned by old chick.
Gross. Shitty coffee and a pressed ham. Even worse.
Any comments? Because that's the end of the story.
No, dude, I truly have nothing on that.
Nothing that's worth bringing up other than jokes about what the kid might have said.
Yeah.
But, I call it sexism. If it was a pretty chick, you probably wouldn't have pressed charges.
I wouldn't. Ugly chick, maybe. But then again, I've been known to discriminate against certain groups. One might say. Anyway, that's the end of the show. So we're going to do future news or final statement. Going to kick it off with Laser. Got a final statement or a future news. Either way, you can't
have I both. Have nothing.
All righty. Heavy, final statement or future news?
Remember, it's very important. Always pay your lot, Laser. You might end up with a padlock around your balls.
BSV. You have a final statement or a future news?
I predict a future incidence of cows randomly exploding due to pranks with flex here and pressure build up.
And I'm not Billy Mays. Fox, you got anything? Future news or a final statement?
I was just saying, man found in pasture with his arm stuck in the cow's anus, sealed with a flex seal, but I think BSV's is better.
Oh, man. It's fucking gross. You guys disturb me. Morps, final news? Final news.
Final news. Way. The end final of the news. World. It's the coming.
Here, people.
I can push the button if you want, but I thought we'll wait.
Let's see here. Closing statements. Listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Pure decking every Thursday. Wait, I'm on the wrong show.
All right. Madman, got anything?
Cops are called to local Kroger's. When several suspicious objects, possibly explosive, were found in the canned pasta aisle. That neatly on shelves.
Later, it was clarified it wasn't the cans that were explosive, but the results.
Police Department spokesman says, We evacuated the Kroger and several surrounding blocks out of an overabundance of caution and a horrible craving for ravioli.
Wow. This has been the I Have Nothing show. It is over. Get off my fucking lawn.